The blood of the lamb. A time is coming, in time, when the church will be completed. A time when the fullness of the Gentiles will have come in. A time when the Lord Jesus comes for his bride at the rapture. A time when the 2,000-year-long Christian dispensation is completed. The time is coming when God will once again turn his attention back to Israel. A time of prophesied tribulation, a time of judgment, the time of Jacob's trouble. A time when the gospel of the kingdom will have been taught worldwide. A time when the veil over the heart of the Jewish nation is lifted. And the millennial rule of Christ will be ushered in. The mystery of God will be accomplished and completed. The finished, finalized house of the Lord will be built up of living stones. The 6,000-year-long dispensation of man under Satan's rule will be over, and Satan will be bound for 1,000 years in the bottomless pit. But while Satan is still active, believers overcome the enemy by the blood of the Lamb. The way to overcome Satan in any dispensation is described in Revelation chapter 12. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. No one who isn't covered, cleaned, redeemed, forgiven, born again, can overcome. Forgiveness through faith is the first crucial step to being an overcomer. For without the blood of Jesus, there is no forgiveness of sins. And without the blood of Christ, there is no communion with God. Without the blood of Jesus, no one can defeat Satan, sin, and death. Without the blood of Christ, no one can overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. The blood of Jesus is often only seen in the context of forgiveness of sins. But there is more that this cleansing flood has achieved in a believer's life. It includes his indwelling, sanctification, glorification, overcoming the enemy. All that can be achieved in our lives is connected with the blood of the Lamb. And they overcame the enemy by the blood of the Lamb. Oh, the devil comes with all subtlety to accuse the brethren, and many believe his lies. But the liar accusing you is really pointing his scabby finger through you to the Lord Jesus. For Christ stands between the accuser and you, and nothing can touch you. No sickness or illness, no loss or deprivation, no trial or disaster, nothing at all. Nothing can touch the child of God who is purchased by the blood of the Lamb. Nothing, including Satan, can defeat the blood of the Lamb. Oh, God may permit sickness or loss and will allow trials or disasters, but nothing will remove you from the protective covering of the blood of the Lamb. And nothing else is good enough but the protective covering of the blood of the Lamb. When the accuser starts to point his intimidating finger in your face, don't try to answer his charges by means of your own self-effort. Don't slip back into your old ways of penance and affliction of the flesh. Don't step out independently, thinking God can't work out your problem by himself. Don't answer his accusations by producing your own good works of righteousness. Don't believe the accuser's lies that God is not sufficient for all our needs. Remember, the victory was won at Calvary. Remember, the only way to overcome is through the blood of the Lamb. The way to overcome in any dispensation is described in Revelation 12. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb.